Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
Ryan Routh appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carried the rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registered to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City Monday night on sealed federal charges. Ongoing investigations have centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as it deals with a strike by union machinists. This is ABC News. The U.S. Coast Guard has opened a hearing on the implosion of the Titan submersible last year that killed all five people aboard on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic.
Officials revealing one of the last messages from Titan to its support ship was, quote, all good here. Also newly revealed, there were 70 equipment issues in 2021 and 48 more in 2022. The original engineer of Titan saying he wasn't aware the goal was to go to Titanic, and it hasn't been known until now. The Titan partially sank 4 weeks before the incident, and the hull of Titan was not pressure tested industry standards. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration investigating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over a 20-year-old episode in which his daughter, Kick, told Town & Country magazine her dad used a chainsaw to decapitate a dead whale that had washed ashore at Squaw Island, Massachusetts, tied it to their vehicle and drove it back home in New York State. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some two-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, we'll see mostly clear skies and light southeast winds. Temperatures in the lower 60s early Tuesday morning. By afternoon, though, sunny skies. Highs will top out in the upper 80s with light south winds. Right now, it's 67.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program, Chief Justice John Roberts apparently was doing Donald Trump's work for him. The New York Times breaking this in a major story this morning that has just echoing around the information sphere that last February he sent a memo to his 8 colleagues saying basically we've got to do everything we can to protect Donald Trump. And you know, it's kind of weird because he actually got the liberals to go along with him to a large extent on this. And although they didn't ultimately on presidential immunity, they fought back vigorously on that. Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent. It's really a remarkable story. And John Roberts, I mean, people forget who John Roberts is. John Roberts was a young lawyer who was hired into the Reagan Justice Department. When he was at the Reagan Justice Department, he wrote a lengthy memo. He spent like a half a year doing the research on this. His job was to try to figure out how to criminalize abortion, even though Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was 73. This was the 1980s. And so he did this in-depth literature dive, deep dive into literature. This is in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court. And he came up with this 27-page, as I recall, I've got to print it out at home, 27-page memo that I don't think anybody's ever seen or discussed about how the way that the Reagan administration could make abortion illegal is to have Congress pass a law saying that abortion is now illegal and that the Supreme Court can't rule on it. In other words, John Roberts was an advocate for court stripping when he was in the Reagan Justice Department. He is a Catholic who firmly believes that abortion is murder and has held that position and aggressively holding that position in the Reagan administration. And he is a partisan Republican. His wife has made over $10 million working with law firms that want to hire lawyers who are then going to ultimately argue before the Supreme Court. He was down in Florida in 2000 helping the George W. Bush campaign figure out how to stop, quote, stop the steal, how to prevent the recount down in Florida that would have shown that Al Gore actually won the election. That's who John Roberts is. And it's getting pretty weird. It's just getting pretty weird here with the Supreme Court. All right. Speaking of weird, Sheriff Bruce D. Zukowski, who took office in 2021, he's a sheriff in Portage County, Ohio. And here we go again. He said, when people, he posted this on his Facebook page. He said, when people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? That's, you know, his way of characterizing Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. He said, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, we'll already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Right. So the sheriff is like, hey, everybody, start writing down the names and addresses of those people who have the Harris signs out there. And then, you know, when Trump becomes president, we can dump the
illegal aliens
and on their front doorsteps or whatever. It's just more hate. This is all these people have. They don't want to talk about, you know, helping young people get a decent education in America. No, they want to hate on queer people and on black people. They don't want to talk about having, you know, health care in the United States be widely available, being a right rather than a privilege like it is in every other developed country. No, they want to keep health care as a major profit center. We pay twice as much for health care as any other developed country in the world. And the reason why is because you've got multiple layers of people in the middle, you know, corporations basically, from pharmacy benefit managers to hospital managers to private medical practices to all that are just skimming money off the top. And of course, a lot of that money goes to the Republicans as campaign donations. They don't care. They don't care about, you know, health care. They don't care about education in the United States. They don't care about young people. They don't care about the future of the planet. You know, we've got, you know, global warming now. The atmosphere holds more moisture, and so we're seeing floods all over the world, including here in the United States. People literally dying every week from climate change in the United States. Republicans are still saying it doesn't even exist. As long as the money keeps flowing from the fossil fuel billionaires, as long as Charles Koch keeps funding all of the groups out there, you know, ALEC and everything else, they're all good with it. No problem. And now... Speaking of crazy, this is our crazy alert for the day. This is genuinely crazy. Laura Loomer is a two-time failed congressional candidate. She ran in Florida, actually. In fact, once she ran in Trump's district, she was too crazy for the Republicans. She heckled Ron DeSantis with a bullhorn while spreading lies about his wife's cancer diagnosis. She's a racist. When Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucus, died of cancer in July, Loomer posted online that she was, quote, a ghetto bitch, end quote, and suggested she was, quote, going to hell. She's openly Islamophobic. She hates Muslims. When Twitter banned her because of her hate speech on Twitter, she handcuffed herself to Twitter's New York office building while wearing a yellow Jewish star. She is Jewish, by the way. Not that that has anything to do with any of this. She practices stochastic terrorism regularly. She openly promoted the notion that the Biden administration's policies are, quote, pushing people to the point of no return. This is the way of encouraging violence, right? She said, someone's going to snap. We'll see more shootings taking place, and I'm not going to care when that happens. These are open calls for violence. She's also a MAGA fascist. She once toasted Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist who... was celebrating the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, the guy who openly celebrates not Hitler and Nazism. She was on Tim's show, Tim Pool's show. He's one of the guys that RT was funding. She doubled down on her call to execute traitors as treasonous. Those would be, quote, people who engaged in an unconstitutional witch hunt against Donald Trump, end quote. And she's the protege of Roger Stone. She's also the person who first was aggressively promoting the story of dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. And now it appears she's Trump's new girlfriend. These stories are just all over the internet. She's trying to push back. He's trying to shrug his shoulders. But he's got his hands all over her. She's got her hands all over him. She's snuggling up to him and telling him that she loves him. And this is just what we're seeing in public. And his wife is nowhere to be seen. And, you know, it's like the evangelical writer, like, yeah, we don't care what Trump does. We knew all along he wasn't a Christian. We knew all along he was a bad man. We think he's our Cyrus, our King Cyrus. King Cyrus was the Persian king who sheltered some Jews during a time of persecution. And so he's our King Cyrus. He's going to take care of us. Right. What he really is... is he's the neo-fascist who wants to end democracy in the United States and around the world in collaboration with Vladimir Putin. It's just that simple. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you in just a second. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. 15 minutes past the hour. As the fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step one is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step two is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step three is really important. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this, folks. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I can be good with money. And that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently. Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202 202-